We're continuing to discuss Principle 17, Torah and Mitzvot, spiritual learning and spiritual practice. So we were discussing how the 613 spiritual practices of the Torah, the Mitzvot, are a spiritual practice that is training us to learn how to go beyond what we understand, to try to develop our higher consciousness of trying to be in divine service and unconditional love. Now, it speaks in the Kabbalah and the Zohar that the 613 mitzvot of the Torah, there's an aspect of them that's called itim and an aspect that's called pikudim. The aspect of itim means advices. So at first, when we're working with all of the mitzvot, all of these practices are advices. They're practices that are to help us to reach that place of transformation, the way of working on ourselves spiritually. It says, though, that once a person attains the level of pure giving, reaches that state of giving to give, which is an exalted spiritual level, but when a person actually attains that state, which is what all of the training that we're doing with ourselves with the spiritual practice of mitzvot is here to bring us to, so then the Zohar explains that at that point, all of the mitzvot take on a different aspect. That until we reach the state of giving to give, all the mitzvot are performing the same role to aid us in that transformation. But that once we attain that transformation, that every mitzvah is a very particular channel of divine energy that is flowing goodness and pleasure and blessing through that mitzvah. We said how we have 613 parts of our body, which are 613 nuances and aspects of our desire to receive. So there's 613 channels of flowing divine energy that when we merit to reach a state of giving to give, then each mitzvah is a very particular flow of divine energy and pleasure through that particular mitzvah. For us right now, beginning to work with the spiritual practices, if we're doing that, so there's so many spiritual practices, where do we even begin? So we could imagine like the practices as all these different exercise equipment in an exercise room. And we want to get strong. We want to work out. So the muscle that we're working to develop is our muscle of unconditional love, which has the aspects we said of believing and giving, of heart and mind. So these are the spiritual muscles that we're working to develop. So at first we can come into the training room of all the 613 equipments in the room to help us to develop, and we can take one of these practices and we can start to work with it. If we would just go in and start to just work with every thing in the entire room all at once, it would not be so healthy. So we take one practice, we start to work with it, start to develop it in a healthy way. We can add another practice, work with it in a healthy way, add another practice. The same way if we were learning how to build our muscles, so we'd have a trainer that would help us to see which machines we need to work with now, how much of each machine, how to work with it so that we could grow in a healthy way. So the same thing with mitzvot. We need to find a spiritual guide, to a spiritual teacher to help us to learn how to relate in our particular way to the mitzvot, how to work with them in a healthy way, where to begin, how to develop with them. But the idea is that all of the mitzvot are here to help us in that transformation. Now, the Kabbalah comes to show us that all of the mitzvot help us to attain our transformation from wanting to serve ourselves to being able to transcend that to a place of divine service and unconditional love. That the mitzvot are exacting channels of how to work on that transformation, but that they do that if we're involved in the mitzvot in order to make the transformation. And this is a huge concept. Because if we're working with the mitzvot of the Torah, but we're not doing the spiritual practice with the conscious intention that what we want to get from that practice is this transformation from desire to receive to desire to give. That we're not using the spiritual practice of mitzvot in order to attain the state of truly loving everybody outside of us and reaching a state of divine service. So then the mitzvot can't bring us to that place. Because if we're working with all the mitzvot only to serve ourselves, so how can that bring us to the place of loving outside of ourselves? So a very important, central, strong teaching of the Kabbalah is that all of our involvement in Torah and mitzvot is to be with the conscious intention that what we want to get from all of our practice and every single practice we're doing is a higher level of loving outside of ourselves, a higher level of divine service, a higher level of unconditional love. There's many people that have a concept that is like, well, just do the mitzvot and they'll bring us to where we need to get to. But it says in the Kabbalah that that doesn't get us where we need to get to. There is a spiritual level just in keeping the mitzvot. Because on some level, we need to transcend our desire to receive on some level just to do things that we wouldn't necessarily do otherwise. But if we're not consciously trying to transcend our desire to receive through the mitzvot, then everything we're doing is rooted in trying to get something from it. Because everything we're doing is trying to get something from it. So all we can do is we can elevate what we're trying to get. And the highest thing that we can want to get is to get a transformation of our desire from desire to receive to desire to give. So until that's what we're wanting to get from it, the mitzvot are not able to bring us to that transformation. So very important central concept to all of the method of Kabbalah is us becoming consciously involved in our spiritual learning and spiritual practice with the intention to be involved in the practice and the learning in order to reach the state of loving outside of ourselves and to be in a state of divine service and unconditional love. And that's what we want to get from our spiritual practice. Everything in the world has a body and has a soul. The body of the Torah is the spiritual practices themselves. But the soul of the Torah is why we're doing the spiritual practice. There's the outer what we're doing, and then there's the inner intention, which is body and soul. So the soul of what we're doing has one of two intentions, wanting to get or wanting to give. So the Kabbalah is showing us the importance of our intention, that all of the purpose of the mitzvot is to elevate our intention. They're practices that are here to help us transform our intention. So it's so important in the method of Kabbalah showing us how important it is to be focused on our intention. And in all of our spiritual practice, that's what we're consciously working on. Okay, so we'll end for now and God willing continue next time.